I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. One, two, three.
On the second day of Christmas, Rocky Flintstone gave to me a second Christmas special that nobody really needs.
That was better in rehearsal. Great idea, Alice.
Yeah, so we're back.
I thought I sounded perfect.
Yes, welcome to part two of the My Dad Wrote a Porno Christmas Special, where we will be concluding It's a Blinkin' Life.
It goes without saying, if you haven't heard the first half, it's not essential to listen to that first because it's a load of shit.
It would be depressing, though, if people chose not to listen this year, given they've got nothing else to do.
That's like somebody saying, you know, at the moment we're doing a lot of like walk and talks or like exercising with each other outside. You know, when someone's like, oh, I can't. It's like, but you can.
Yeah.
So the idea that you're choosing...
No, self-isolating, Alice. I got pinged by the app. Sorry, I can't see you.
Is that that's your
what,
excuse?
That's what I say, yeah.
When I have to say goodbye to my mum on the phone now, I'm like, okay, well, I've got to go. And she's like, no, you don't.
Where are you going?
She's, the last time she went, you don't have to, you're choosing to. I was like, all right.
You got another Zoom to go to.
Yeah, Zoom. So many Zooms.
So many Zooms. If I do another Zoom quiz.
Are you still doing them?
No, to be fair, the last time I did one was in lockdown one.
I never did them. I missed that whole phenomenon.
I would often lead them.
Oh, thanks for inviting me to one.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I've never been invited.
The only one that I did was one with you two.
Oh, yeah, we did one as well, didn't we?
Yeah, but that was a porno one.
Yeah,
you're running weekly quizzes that we're not invited to.
Not anymore. You missed them, sorry.
Who were these with?
Yeah, quite.
Just random different people, friends.
Not random.
I've got the friends, guys.
So wait, they were with random people and we still weren't invited. So you were pulling people, we presume, off the big Zoom directory to do them.
Yeah, I was just finding odd links and just being like, want to play? But the thing is, when did anyone like quizzes before?
I used to love a pub quiz.
Yeah, me too.
But that's the pub bit. You liked
yeah,
the
exactly.
pub bit.
I like having a drink with my friends, yeah.
Mine got quite sophisticated. I started doing like PowerPoint presentations. You should have been there, guys. PowerPoint presentations.
Oh, that's the whole of the world.
Yeah. My dad did a very accessible round, which was name the artwork, the gallery it hangs in, and the artist.
Classic.
And he was like, no, you fools, it's the Louvre. Okay, next.
Guggenheim.
Speaking of like lockdown-y COVID life, has anyone else been like having a bit of a clear out this year and just rethinking
things? I have, because you're just in the same four walls.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like at the beginning of all of this madness, I got rid of a lot of stuff that now I'm like, I did actually need that, but yeah. I was just so bored of looking at it.
I needed my oven. So my mum like called me in the summer and she was like, she basically wants me out of her house completely. She wants any memories out of the house.
Really?
She
God, like, she's changed.
Seriously.
Yeah, you used to be the absolute golden child.
Oh, that's long gone. So she was like, yeah, there's loads of crap in the loft of yours. Come and clear it out. I want it out. But I found something that is so lol, I thought I had to share it with you.
Oh.
Right, bit of context. Do you remember on like a really random footnotes ages ago, I talked that
no.
I did drug abuse resistant education at school, DARE.
Oh, yes. Didn't you like write a song or something?
I wrote a song. A rap. I found the lyrics.
Oh, my God.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Now, Merry Christmas, yeah. Everyone.
I found the lyrics. Let me get them out.
Oh, wow. It's typed.
It's simply called Dare Song. I'm just going to read it you bit by bit. Maybe we can do the same format as, I don't know, My Dad Wrote a Porno, where I read a bit, you give me your thoughts.
Are you going to do it to the rhythm?
I think you should do it as a performance piece, really.
I don't know what the rhythm was, but I'll give it a try.
Just go for it.
Oh, sorry. Just for context, what was the brief for the song.
There wasn't a brief. No one asked me to do this.
But this is a, but this is about drugs.
This is about drugs. At school.
A very serious topic. Asked me to do this. Story of James's life.
Okay. For 17 weeks, we've been learning about drugs. 17 weeks?
That classic period of time.
For 17 weeks, we've been learning about drugs and what they can do to you. Assertiveness Alternatives and Drug Abuse 2 are all in the lessons by the DARE crew.
What an unusual rhythm. This is, it's not iambic pentameter, is it?
Drug Abuse Resistance Education, Cannabis Speed and the Smoking Population.
Smoking population, are they drug users now?
Yeah, I'm
gonna smokers aren't drug users.
No, they did always say that was a gateway, didn't they?
Oh, it's
DARE.
A gateway drug, of course.
Yeah, tobacco is a gateway drug.
So, cannabis speed and the smoking population do not know what's right, but do know what's wrong. And that is the reason we're rapping this song. You don't rap a song,
James.
But okay.
There's no we're. It's you on your own. Who's the we're?
Like I could rope any other.
So, do the curtains part and then the gospel choir come out?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Is that right?
I'll see you. We've come to tell you one and all one little important thing. So that's the verse, and this is the chorus.
Okay.
That drugs are wrong and drugs are right.
It's very, it's a very confusing message. So wait, 17 weeks and you still don't know?
DARE cannot endorse this message, I'm afraid.
Some people take them to sleep at night. So, like, I think I meant like a night nurse or something like that.
Oh, right.
Why are you putting that caveat in? Why do you need to clarify that?
I don't know. Some people take them to cure their sickness, and some people take them for the heck of it.
This is the chorus.
The little fuckers.
Okay, we're just losing the rhythm of it. So say, just read this chorus bit again, sorry.
Because it's an anthem, so think big, you're in a stadium.
We should all join in.
That drugs are wrong and drugs are right. Some people take them to sleep at night. Some people take them to cure their sickness. And some people take them for the heck of it. We're rapping this song. It won't take long.
And it's already taken ages.
It's taking far too long.
It's taken 17 weeks, it feels like.
But we have a question. Are drugs right or wrong? I feel like I answered that at the start of the chorus.
Well, no, they're also wrong and right, apparently.
I think this is my favourite song in the world.
And then it just says, I just want you to know one little important thing, and then we go back to the chorus, that drugs are wrong and drugs are right. Some people take them to sleep at night.
So I want you to know one little thing. Drugs are wrong, drugs are right. You aren't telling us anything.
Why are you so on the fence?
And then it's chorus twice.
Wow, it's powerful. It's powerful.
It's like Stan, isn't it, by Eminem. It's one of those songs that's going to...
James, that was absolutely incredible. Thank you.
Isn't it absolute nonsense? So, can I just say, I was 10 when I wrote that.
Sure.
Okay.
10. So that is the work of a 10-year-old. I know what you're thinking. That's a professional.
He's 10, so he's got 2 years of Santa left when he wrote that. Just to really put it in context for you.
Oh, God.
All I would say is that you have a lot of cheek mocking my dad. I mean,
he was
come
10,
on.
Jamie. Was 10. Your dad's probably 60. Nearly 70.
He's 60, 10. Yeah.
So, from one great writer to another, shall we pick up where we left off?
What an embarrassment of riches today.
You really are the true son of Rocky, I have to say. It's not me at all. So, Belinda's in this hospital, and Dr. Studs just switched off Bella's machine. So, Bella's dead.
Without telling
Very
anyone.
Very callous
manner.
Yeah,
just did it.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Belinda blinked. It's a blinking life. Part 2. And screamed. So,
hang on, you had the chance
I
to
know,
cut
I,
this.
I might have prematurely ended the chapter. Okay, so it was Belinda blinked and screamed.
Okay.
Save her, James Spooner, as you, an angel of all people. She can't die. She's my bestie.
Oh, it's a bit late, isn't it?
And Belinda wants to die, so if she died, then
they'd
be together
forever. But Belinda, Spoons replied patiently, you didn't want to be alive. You didn't want your life. And this is what happens if you'd never been around for Bella, your bestie.
But she wasn't, like, stood by the life support machine, like, with a hand over the switch.
Spoons shut up. Point made. And what of the Duchess, please? Pray the Norse gods she is still 50, frisky and fabulous, Belinda asked.
And the rest is...
50!
You have to see it with your own eyes and ears.
Well, yeah, because that's sort of the structure of this chapter, isn't it? So...
But also you don't see with your ears, but less said about that, the better.
With an Xmas jingle, the lyre zoomed into a puff once more.
It's all gone, and I know people make these comparisons quite a lot because they're obviously both such well-constructed worlds, but it's very broomstick. It's very Harry Potter, isn't it?
Mm. So Bella's dead. There's no, like, twist there. They've gone.
No, yeah, Bella's gone. Because Belinda wasn't there to save her. So she died.
But also, no stakes whatsoever, because this is essentially a dream sequence.
Yeah, 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 you're right.
Broomsticks, though, kind of reminds me as well of Bedknobs and Broomsticks. You ever see that as a,
yes,
as a kid?
Spooky.
But had kind of weird multicoloured, like, smoke in that as, yeah, well, didn't, yeah, they, when they were moving into different worlds?
Isn't there a line in that as well, where the child goes, what about my knob?
Yes. Yeah. What about my knob? Yeah, it's a classic.
There's probably a line in this book as well. What about my knob?
So, with an Xmas jingle, the lyre zoomed into a puff once more. In time, it cleared like the toilet after a big Christmas shit.
Oh, lovely.
Belinda.
It's porn. It's supposed to be porn.
A big Christmas shit.
This will probably be the 30th time we've talked about it, but you have a big Christmas puke, don't you?
I do normally have a big Christmas puke and a big Christmas shishu, if I'm totally honest. And they, let me tell you, they don't clear easily.
James! How is your heartthrob? It's just disgusting.
He's the one that's lusted after.
I say you have a big Christmas puke, but not like a sort of like Roman vomitorium thing. You just can't keep it down, can you? You just go overboard.
Well, I just fill myself until like I can feel it in my throat.
Can we? Okay, like, I don't even know why I brought it up. Yeah, fine. Let's move on.
So anyway, the puff has cleared. That's all we need to know. The snowy suburban street was lifeless and monotonous.
Ooh.
This is an Epsom Hall. I said the Duchess, you deaf, wingless bat out of heaven, Belinda demanded of her friend Angel.
She doesn't work in customer services, does she?
Well, sadly, the Duchess has had quite the fall from Greece, Spoons replied.
Poppycock, Belinda rebuked.
I'm afraid it's true. Because you weren't there, the Bish plot was successful. We were the international laughing stock of crockery, and the Duchess was fired from the MI6.
But all of this just wouldn't have happened, would it? If in this world, the acquisition happened like 5 years ago.
But Rocky doesn't really think like that, does he? He's just gone, what can I make happen that's a bit worse than what it was before? He's not going to have unpicked it in that way. He's just gone like, Bish won.
But also, he didn't win, because like in the normal narrative, Bish's plan is to destroy Steele's pots and pans. This just sounds like the standard acquisition of a company that would happen.
It's not even a hostile takeover. No. It's just a takeover.
Like, so the Duchess has lost her job at MI6 because Bish acquired Steele's pots and pans.
Well, they were an international laughing stock of crockery, so that makes sense.
I mean, that wouldn't be nice, would it? It would be awful to go to crockery conferences and be the laughing stock.
Yeah.
But again, did that really all pivot on Belinda? If it all hinges on one employee to keep the whole thing afloat.
Yeah, the head of MI6 gets fired because of Belinda Blumenthal in a fucking pots and pans company.
I just feel like it's not sustainable.
Yeah, and wasn't Belinda generally oblivious anyway to what was going on, so didn't really do anything in the real world, so couldn't really have changed anything in this world.
So just so I understand, MI6, mm-hmm, Steele's, Bish, also the life so far of one woman, one employee, dear personal friend, that's all down to Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
God, we've underestimated her.
To be fair, there are bits in It's a Wonderful Life where, like, George saves his brother as like a kid, and then when he's older, his brother saves like a whole boatload of people in the war.
It's
and
the
they
sort
all
of
die.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
So I guess Dad's just trying to kind of give
ramp
that,
it up.
That idea of, yeah, their lives have consequences, Alice.
They really do. And I suppose I've always just, you know, skipped through mine, not realising what an impact I've had on everyone. Wow.
Who would be dead if you hadn't have lived? That's the question, Alice.
I mean, you two would live measly lives.
Seriously, you'll be living in this house, Jamie.
No, I was going to say, I wouldn't.
Can I just say, though, this world sounds way better than the normal world. Bella's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Normal business is happening, and there isn't some nutty aristocrat in charge of MI6.
That's true.
Yeah, how do we stay in the Christmas special?
So, the Duchess was fired from MI6.
Fiction!
Fact.
Fiction.
It's all
and
fiction.
Barely.
The scandal rocked the aristocracy, and grand old Duke Clarence divorced her ass.
God, she's really gone to her lowest point, hasn't she?
The hagfish!
It's not a thing. Is there such a thing as a hagfish?
A hagfish.
May I? I'm just going to Google.
Please do. And watch it be Dutch for something.
The hagfish.
Oh my God, it is a real thing. Oh my God, it looks like an eel or like a...
Show me. Looks like a tapeworm. Oh, it looks like,
an intestine.
What size is it?
30 to 89 centimeters.
Christ,
oh, it's long, isn't it?
Hagfish.
It's a slime-producing marine fish. They're the only known living animals that have a skull but no vertebral column.
That's genuinely gross.
He is a hagfish.
You're both hagfish.
You're queen hagfish.
Merry Christmas, you hagfish. You filthy hagfish.
You slimy hagfish. What is it? You've got a skull but no brain. What was it?
A skull but no spine. Oh my God, I've never met two human embodiments of hagfish more accurate than you two.
The hagfish. She was stripped of her Sorry, it's actually quite an accurate way to describe someone as in a derogatory term, then, isn't it?
I'm having it.
Slimy. She was stripped of her title and forced to wander the streets.
Why was she stripped of her title?
Because she got divorced, I think.
But you still have it, don't you?
Yeah, well, Princess Diana still got her. Oh, no, did she? Yeah, she was still Princess of Wales, wasn't she?
Because Fergie was still something, wasn't she?
Duchess of York?
Sure.
Clearly, embarrassing pots and pans is worse than getting your toes sucked by some random person.
Have you been watching The Crown, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Maggie Thatcher. Dennis! I could have done that role.
Oh, do you not like it?
Yeah, I love doing Margaret Thatcher impressions.
She doesn't move her mouth very much, does she, Gillian? Because when she's doing that one, The Fall, she's like, we must get the blouses back.
I'm really worried about doing the Duchess's voice now, because all I'm going to hear is Gillian Anderson being Thatcher, because it's basically the same voice, isn't it?
The medicine may be harsh, but the country needs it.
It's very you, actually. Mm. Do you think she heard the Duchess?
Oh, definitely. Gillian loves the show, doesn't she? So, absolutely.
I think that's probably libelous, but yeah.
By virtue of their privilege, they lack grit. That's more Prince Charles,
good.
Isn't it?
The wig is doing a lot of the work. That wig is mad.
Gets bigger and bigger.
It's huge.
Episode 5? It was like twice the size of her brain.
You know sometimes when Jamie jumps on a Zoom call and he's clearly just woken up and he's trying to style it out? Yours is...
Maggie Thatcher hair.
Similar size.
So she was forced to walk the streets.
I just don't buy this. I should have said that at the beginning.
Impossible. Belinda trembled as she and Spoons peered through the lace net curtains of number 69 of the street.
Of course it was 69.
There was the Duchess.
Oh, just from the net curtains, is she just going to be standard old lady?
Living in suburbia.
Yeah. She's not got the trimmings, has she, of the higher life anymore?
There was the Duchess, drunk and alone in an orange living room.
Orange?
I know, it's really got bad.
Unusual choice.
And you've just painted your...
Oh my God,
I have. Is it lime green?
It's come out lime green. It wasn't supposed to. I'd actually prefer orange.
The TV set was on. A show about gossip disguised as culture.
Loose women.
Burn.
Was seducing the former lady.
A show about gossip disguised as culture. I mean, that's literally every TV show now. Gloria Hunniford wanging on.
She was lifeless. Like a brain-dead Barbie in sweating clothes.
She's just in her joggers. I mean, that's been me all year, so I'm like, doesn't sound so bad. Drunk in her joggers, that's 2020.
Watching brain-dead TV.
Yeah, watching Loose Women.
And James is like a Ken doll, so...
Welcome to my May.
Oh, it's rotting her brain, poor thing, Belinda said.
Well, she doesn't need a brain with her new husband, Buster Broomfinger. He's quite the twat.
Not noted, Broomfinger.
He's quite the twat! It sounds like it with a name like Buster Broomfinger. What a twat.
Belinda turns to Spooner, disgusted at her learnings. Spoons, answer me one thing and don't you dare lie. Spoons nodded his sultry nod.
What a sexy bastard.
This marriage you speak of, is it sexless?
I'm afraid so.
Belinda screamed.
It's a nightmare!
Is it sexless?
I'm afraid so.
Rocky's writing himself out of a job here. Like, if there's no sex, what do we have?
Also, he's telling us that that's kind of his idea of a worst-case scenario, which means... He's having a lot of sex in marriage.
Okay, so anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he wouldn't write it, would he, if that was his situation?
Alice. No! Jamie screamed with Belinda.
I'm happy for him, though.
Yeah.
That's great.
Belinda.
I think you are too, James.
Oh, over the moon. Like,
for lockdown life. Fuck yeah. Literally.
Nothing else to do.
Belinda screamed as she fell to the cracked tarmac of the unmaintained road, which clearly pointed to this part of town not being a priority for the council.
Well, and Rocky knows about stuff when it comes to property and, like, the right areas of town and things like that.
Yes. So.
And he knows about council tax and, like, how local authorities are spending their budget. So, actually, although very boring, probably very accurate.
The tears filling her eyes froze as they slipped down her cheeks.
Unlikely. I mean, I know it's cold.
How cold,
but
is it?
It's a bad neighbourhood. It's the Arctic.
Each one becoming a unique snowflake. For all are different, and none on this endangered planet is the same.
Little climate changer remark in there. Thank you, Rocky Attenborough.
Not sure that's how snowflakes are formed, though. From the eyes of sad women.
From the eyes of dead ghosts.
I need to save her. Her smoky breath breathed. And Belinda marched up to the door and knocked it one.
What, kicked it down?
Knock it one!
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Duchess opened it.
Here we go. Get
ready for Thatcher.
Whence is that goodly fragrance flowing?
Oh, it's nice to have her back, isn't it?
She said. Sorry, old lady, Belinda stuttered.
You say sorry, old lady, on a doorstep. Even if you're correcting yourself from milady.
Sorry, hagfish.
The traditional French go.
Sorry?
I don't know any of the things that she said so far. Say that first line again.
Whence is that goodly fragrance flowing?
From where is that nice smell coming from?
Well, from the woman in front
it's
of
you. It's in capitals. Oh, sorry, me late old lady.
In the traditional French go.
Oh, no, I'm not a carol singer, Duchess.
Are they in France?
I think that must be a carol. Whence is that goodly fragrance
James,
flowing?
James, to the machine.
Whence is that... Oh, yeah, okay. Oh! So it's a song. It's a song title of a carol. So she's essentially using Belinda like a jukebox. She's
right.
Like, jingle bells, go.
Which is not generally how you communicate with carol singers, is it?
No, you get what you're given on the doorstep. They've prepared a song and they're singing it.
You don't go, do you know Destiny's Child?
And is it in French? Because she says in traditional French.
I've literally never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. So the original is Quelle est cette odeur agréable?
Okay. Beautifully pronounced. Hello, France. Merry Christmas.
Joyeux Noël. Okay, so.
Whence is that goodly fragrance flowing?
Sorry, old lady.
In the traditional French, go.
I mean, that's asking a lot. If they've even got it in the songbook, to ask for it in the traditional French.
I should give her like 50p for all that effort.
Oh, no. I'm not a carol singer, Duchess.
I'm no Duchess, the Duchess said in distress. I am merely... Gertrude.
Oh, yeah, Gertrude.
But that would make you go, how do you know that I was a duchess? Mm. Like, what's your backstory? Who are you? How do you know me?
Yeah.
Rather than just, no longer.
Oh, well, you don't know me, Gertrude, but I'm spreading Xmas cheer.
She didn't ask.
Belinda said, hey, I like your tiara.
Oh, she's wearing a tiara.
She's got jogging bottoms on and a tiara.
Oh, not me. I'm no duchess. Don't be fooled by the tiara, which, by the way, duchesses don't wear, probably.
Sweating clothes and a tiara.
Do you know what? You've got to make yourself feel special sometimes. I used to go to the shops in lockdown in like a full suit. Just,
oh, lovely,
just to
yeah.
wear nice clothes.
Three-piece pocket watch.
Hey, I like your tiara.
Thank you. It's real twig.
Twig! Tiara! What on earth is she wearing?
I don't think you'd say I'd like your tiara. I think you'd say you've got twigs in your hair. Do you want me to get them out?
Also, who says... Sorry, is that, are those twigs real? Like, people fake twigs.
Thank you, it's real twig.
They do in this house. Every plant you say to Jamie is nice, he goes, it's fake.
It's fake.
Everything's fake in this house.
Yeah. Do you know what? Cost a bloody fortune.
Absolute fortune.
It's an investment, James. They
see that plant there? Fake.
It's fake. That one's fake up there.
£2,000.
That one's real, actually. It's dying.
That one, £500.
Yeah, the one on its last legs. The real twig.
The real twig.
Thank you, it's real twig.
Oh, I love a good bit of wood myself.
Oi, oi.
Oi, 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 oi. Lads.
And with that, Belinda pulled a branch of mistletoe from her ass and held it aloft her once higher-born shag pal.
And she had that mistletoe in her ass the whole time.
What was she wearing that she can access a twig of
mini
mistletoe?
Skirt, was it? That she lifted up for the rouses?
Oh, yeah.
She's been taking bits off and putting them back. It's hard to know what she's got left on.
I'm surprised she didn't leave it up there and go, kiss.
Kissy, kissy.
The Duchess barked, a slave to tradition and pomp. They kiss.
They kiss.
They
present
kiss.
Tense.
To black.
Belinda breathed through her nose, and now it was the Duchess's turn to cry. Moisture filled her eye and vagina. Sorry.
And vagina.
Vagina.
I wasn't expecting. Moisture filled her eyes.
Oh, wait, they're going to freeze over. The vagina's going to freeze over.
And vagina lids with equal amounts of cubic millimetres.
Oh, I see. I thought she'd cried down to her and the tears had like trickled down.
That's
to her
quite
vagina.
Old school Rocky, isn't it? When it all just sloshes around together.
Yes, yeah, so I think her eyelids are crying and her vagina.
Her
vagina's
crying.
Not crying, but getting moist.
The tears of an angel.
The equal amounts of cubic millimetres.
Yes.
But sure. Belinda was furious. Am I that bad a kisser? She demanded. I'll have you know I won Best Spooch 2 years in a row at the Kentish Board Game Society. Believe
there's
me.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Right, yeah. So.
Sorry, say it one more time. I won.
I won Best Smooch 2 years in a row at the Kentish Board Game Society.
The Board Game Society run a competition for kissing.
And she won 2 years in a row. There's not actually that much to unpack. It's just ludicrous.
Believe me, we were never bored, but there were many, many games.
No, yeah, cool. Yeah, not a very good joke, Belinda.
You know it was dorky AF, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. And all the guys like, let's do a kissing game.
No wonder Belinda won.
I've entered in four categories.
I've never kissed a lady before.
Oh, James.
Oh.
No, the Duchess spluttered. It's just I never thought I'd have another tongue in my mouth that wasn't Sunday lunch at Great Aunt Vile's.
That's disgusting.
She has tongue for Sunday lunch.
She considers having tongue for Sunday lunch as a kiss.
What do we got? Chicken, beef,
boiled tongue.
Ox's tongue. What?
Oh, I'm going to smooch it.
What does that mean? Does that mean they eat tongue or she's been kissing someone at a Sunday dinner?
No, it means that they're serving tongue and she thinks of that in the same category as being
as
snogged.
Fucking hell.
That's dark. That's a loveless marriage, and she's snogging a Sunday roast. Come on.
It's no lie.
I thought I'd never have another tongue in my mouth that wasn't Sunday lunch at Great Aunt Vi's.
Although spin-off for Great Aunt Vi, you know. Come on.
You know it's coming.
You don't have to ask for it.
Oh, you poor sow. My tongue's an explorer. She's been on many adventures.
Oh, God.
And now it's time to conquer you. Within seconds, the two ladies kicked their way into the small, pokey house and removed their respective clothing lines.
What about Buster Fourfingers? Where's he?
Broomfinger.
Broomfinger,
oh,
whatever.
I thought bottom finger for a second. Don't let him in. Kicked their way into the living room. How much clutter's in there? Bottles everywhere.
Belinda helped herself to the Duchess's tits and decided...
Is it a buffet kind of situation?
And decided to dine out. Or should that be in?
It should be in.
You tell us, Dad.
It should be in.
Should that be
delete as appropriate.
Delete it all. Delete it from start to finish.
The Duchess squealed, and wow, did something squirm within her.
Sorry to interrupt. Yes. Very unlike us. Somebody turns up at your door. You think they're a carol singer. Right. They don't have the song that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, alternatively, we can fuck. Are you like, I'll go on then? I mean, it seems unlikely.
I mean, maybe if you liked what you experienced with the tongue in your mouth.
So you're saying you would?
You'd let in a stranger for a fuck that you thought was
a
carol singer.
Judge.
Should we give out his address? Because if that's the situation, somebody's getting a Christmas treat.
But do you know what I mean? Like,
it's
no.
Like,
no, not in the slightest.
What's the difference between that and like Tinder, though? Because you don't really know that.
What's the difference between that and Tinder?
No. Work. I just show up at someone's door. Like,
no, show up at their door.
Jingle bell.
What's the difference between Tinder?
I think you need to be taught about Tinder.
Let's do a little tutorial after this. So the Duchess squealed, and wow, did something squirm within her.
Oh God,
was it a hagfish?
Was it a hagfish?
Like a Christmas miracle, the Duchess became alive once more.
Oh, I almost imagine, you know, in like Christmas films where like...
The colour returns.
You know, like a transformation, like Cinderella, where like the glitter goes up them and they completely... I imagine like...
Yeah, right. Absolutely, where the sort of the orgasm's breathing life back into her.
Belinda knew in the Christmas dew that passion...
Christmas dew, I thought it was... Tears are freezing on her face, there's no dew.
Maybe it's taken them a while to get to this point. Belinda knew in the Christmas dew that passion was a present worthy of an unused vagina. If she could do one thing this Christmas, it would be to wetten this wretched woman.
Ah, what a beautiful sentiment.
She stroked the Duchess's humped stomach.
Humped? I've heard of a humped back, a humped stomach. I've heard of a hump whale, humpback whale.
Why has she got a humped stomach? So it means she's just got a bit of a belly?
A little gunt, maybe.
Well, we've all got a little belly.
Yeah, rude.
Not that little, and some of us.
Why are you looking at me like
no,
that?
No, me. You've got a very lovely
I've got
finger.
A big plate of mince pies in front of me. I've just had one, calm down.
She stroked the Duchess's humped stomach and made her way down to her plump undercarriage.
Well, plump's good.
Yeah, for someone in her age group. Does it drop? It does, apparently.
Does it drop?
Does what drop?
Apparently your vagina drops.
Drops to where?
I don't know, but apparently it drops.
Down your leg? Do you have to tuck it into one of your trouser legs?
What do you mean drops?
Is that why they wear longer skirts?
Are you basing this on cats, you know, when their stomachs drop? You know, you see an older lady cat and the stomachs are really low.
Why am I James this week?
I don't know. What's happened?
How low do they go?
How low do they go?
I swear I heard it on a chat show or something once. I don't know.
A humped belly and a dropped vagina. I mean, I've got a lot of things to look forward to.
No, but hers is still lovely and plump.
But a bit lower.
No. Hers is fine.
Where it should be. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just the undercarriage.
Oh, so it can't be plump and drop.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, maybe it's...
What do you mean?
Like, it deflates and sags. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Honestly.
Oh, God.
I'm
a bit drunk.
Does it turn into, like, testicles?
I don't want to be in this club anymore. I've done everything I can do.
It's fucking rap. Questionable knowledge.
What women is he allowing to the door on Tinder?
It's dragon. He likes the wagon that they're dragging, but it happens to be their vagina.
She stroked the Duchess's humped stomach.
Dropped. I mean, the logistics of it. Where's it going?
But it sounds so sudden. Like, it's such a plunge.
I'm going to find it and like...
I'm going to find it.
I will find my source and I'm sure you will...
Oh, please don't.
...call it fake news. So she made her way down to her plump undercarriage.
Mm.
Not before long, she plunged her fingers deep and started frigging her figgy pudding.
Oh, friggy pudding.
Friggy pudding.
Friggy pudding's actually quite clever. He didn't write that.
He didn't do that, yeah.
That's actually really good. He didn't do that.
I mean, it was there on the page for him and he didn't take the opportunity.
I feel like this should be treated as a workshop. So we should be workshopping the writing and then come up with what the chapter should read
as.
Yeah.
So she plunged her fingers and gave us some friggy pudding.
That's great.
Oh, well done, James. Very good. She licked her sopping fingers. She murmured, sweet with a festive spice.
Oh, so now it is just a figgy pudding.
Plus that earthy element that truly screamed organic.
I guess
some organic cum.
It's because it's dropped so low. So that is just
soil.
Yeah. That's just picking up stuff.
Just bits of grass.
Yeah, twigs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The insides of your minds. My God. Oh my
Plus, God. That earthy element that truly screamed organic. It was clear the Duchess had grown this vagina herself.
What is happening?
And to drown in her homemade cream was a Christmas treat for the ages.
Homemade cream's pretty gross, isn't it?
Mm, it's all pretty gross, to be honest.
We got off quite lightly in part one.
I was going to say,
well,
so
I
far.
Forget about the sex.
Yeah.
So I forget that it's a coming.
Literally, she's a coming.
I also think that Buster Big Balls or whatever, what is he called again?
Buster Broomfinger.
Broomfinger.
What did you think it was?
Buster Bottomfinger.
I think Buster Bottom Broomfinger will use his broomfinger on one or other of them, think? Surely.
Hmm. So, yeah, so the homemade cream was a Christmas treat for the ages.
Mm. I love when he recaps and said it's so matter-of-fact. Yeah. So, yeah, the homemade cream was a Christmas treat.
Just very important that you know that, yeah.
Indeed, the Duchess was so pissed, her female ejaculation tasted a bit like squalies.
Bit like what?
Squalies.
What's squalies?
A drink similar to another well-selling Irish aperitif, but in no way the same or similar, actually.
What does that mean?
So squalies is spelled capital S-Q-U-A-I-L-E-Y-S.
Squalies. Before you Google
Baileys.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
A drink similar to another well-selling Irish aperitif, but in no way the same or similar,
That just
actually.
Makes me angry. He's been so much more convoluted than that in the past.
Special J, though. I mean, he's just changing letters, isn't he?
If I were him, I'd just start saying the brand names, because don't they send you stuff? If you start, like, promoting...
Not to be associated with this brand, I don't think.
Yeah, do you think Baileys are going to be like, what a fantastic scene that we could link to?
He's equated it with cum. We should send him some.
But we didn't write it, so if Baileys want to send us Baileys...
Baileys, if PlayStation 5 are listening, I'd love PlayStation.
Indeed, the Duchess's human cream was best sipped by the fireside of passion and on the hairy rug of puberty.
Can we stop talking about the Duchess's cream?
Why are we talking about puberty?
I guess the hairy rug of puberty.
But who's going through puberty? Nobody in this scene, I hope.
So the Duchess's human cream, so that's, we know what that is. It's best sipped by the fireside of passion. Because you would drink Baileys by a fire, wouldn't you?
So there's an actual fire.
Jesus,
but this is the fireside of, like, the fiery passion, maybe.
Yeah.
And on a hairy rug of puberty.
Does it just mean pubes? Like, not puberty.
No.
So you serve Baileys.
Squalies.
You serve Baileys.
Yeah.
Chilled by fire.
On a rug, maybe.
On a rug, maybe. Squalies, you serve in a passionate situation,
yes.
On pubes of somebody, again, I really hope of age. And then, what's
well,
the other
if
bit?
If you're, I mean, you would be drinking it, I mean, you know,
drinking it.
Consuming it from the vagina, so that you are on the rug of puberty, to quote Dad.
Can I just say, we're giving this far too much air. Don't dwell, honestly, move on, because we've all got lives to lead, do you know what I mean?
When Jamie goes, so it would actually be the rug of puberty. Oh, would it? Okay, my bad. Sorry, I feel like quite the fool.
They lay there, sweat dripping down their curves. It was the Duchess to break the hush of breathing.
I can't remember the last time I was touched like that. But I'm confused. Does this make me a lesbian?
Sorry. I spat everywhere, sorry.
Thanks for that.
Does it make her a lesbian? No, it makes you bisexual.
So she's like,
but I'm confused. Does this make me a lesbian?
Oh, Gertrude, Belinda replied. Labels are for gifts under the tree, never for those who are sexually free.
Yes, Rocky.
Belinda/Rocky.
Yeah, love that.
Put that on a t-shirt. What was it?
Labels are for gifts under the tree. Never for those who are sexually free.
Oh. Really like that.
Is there time to add that to the Christmas merch line?
Yeah, seriously, that'll fly off the shelves.
He's learning, isn't
He's
he?
Learning. And poetry.
Yeah, it's quite good that, yeah. I think, yeah.
Better than some of your rhymes, actually, James.
How dare you? I was 10.
With credit to him, though, he's always been about the labelless life.
Totally.
I think mainly because it probably just all confuses him quite a lot. So he's like, I just won't comment on it.
You be whatever you want to be. It's easier for me that way.
More material.
So labels are for gifts under the tree, never for those who are sexually free.
Although one label, she is an adulterer.
Yes, that's quite an important one. Yeah.
She is a big fat cheat.
The Duchess grinned. In fact, you shall henceforth be known as Gertrude the Great Shag.
Very nice.
Well, it's better than Gertrude Broomfinger, isn't it?
Oh, no, she didn't take its name, did she?
But just
Broomfinger, sorry, that's just hit me. Gertie Broomfinger.
Dirty Broomfinger.
Dirty Gertie Broomfinger.
But just then, footsteps sounded from upstairs. A terror, unacceptable to Belinda, flashed across the Duchess's cheeks, front and back.
Your buttocks look terrified.
You must go, or Buster's gonna bust you.
Gonna get you.
So Buster's been upstairs this whole time?
I guess, yeah.
And he hasn't heard a thing?
You must go, or Buster's gonna bust you.
Stop saying it.
The Duchess's diction trembled.
I love that, Buster's gonna bust you.
I love the consistency and the tone of voice of the character. Yeah. Buster's gonna bust you. Get the bloody hell out of here.
I'd love to see him try, Belinda retorted.
First fight scene.
Ooh.
Belinda retorted, miming rolling up her sleeves.
She mimed it!
Why are we being so slapstick now? Get out of there.
Please,
the Duchess begged. It had been a while since Belinda had borne witness to a woman pleading for anything other than a spreadsheet, and it wrenched her back to the here and now. Scurrying out of the house like an unwanted pest, Belinda...
Very accurate. The first accurate description we've heard of it.
Belinda rejoined Spoons on the pavement. He opened his fingers wide and turned to her.
Opened his fingers wide.
Like that. Just okay. spread his hand.
Like a double five to ten.
But like a... Nothing in my hands. Nothing in my hands. Watch this. Pulls the dildo out of his sleeve.
Pulls out of Belinda's rolled up sleeves.
So, you see, Belinda, because you don't want to be alive... or work for Steel's Pots and Pans. The Duchess lost everything. And not just those I've shown you, no.
The ones I can't be bothered to write.
The ones we don't have time for.
Ones that I could probably do now, but I want to go in and eat my dinner.
Giselle never married Tony. She became a spinster, actually, working casual PA jobs. Tony married Jane, two kids and one daughter.
The catch-up! Just a random woman. Also, why do we give a fuck what Giselle did? Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Tony married Jane, two kids, one dog, nice house in Twickenham. And as they say, Belinda...
This is the round robin we were talking about.
The newsletter.
And as they say, Belinda... The rest is history.
Well, no, the rest is like the present, isn't it?
Yeah, the rest is reality.
The rest is very much the future.
Please, screamed Belinda. Take me back to the river where I crashed my car, Spoons. I loved my life and really my life loved me.
Take her back to the river, put her in the driving seat, put the child lock on and let's just not think about this ever again.
Sometimes we just have to appreciate what we have. Spoons wisely whistled.
Wow, what a clunky message. Hammered over the head to us many, many times. But thank you for clarifying.
Belinda nodded in the snow globe of life.
Yeah.
I promise.
James can really feel the end is nigh. He's like, I'm not even going to comment. What gets me through the quickest?
I promise to appreciate all the tits and ass and cock and bum holes I know. But I need you. You fabulous friend angel, to help me help me. Spoons blinked. Back in the safety of life and free from all regrets she may have once entertained, Belinda was fucking Des Martin, who had delivered her turkey.
So sorry, she's been given a new chance at life and she decides to fuck Des Martin.
She runs straight to Des Martin.
Come on.
I want some dribbly sex.
Fresh from the farm, he had bits of straw in his ass crack. and was ploughing her with all the sexual trimmings of Christmas.
Des Martin lives on a farm.
I thought he lived.
No, he's just delivered the turkey.
He went, what, slaughtered it on the farm himself?
Or just went to collect it from the farm.
Why are you saying it like it's so matter of fact?
Because that's where you get your turkeys from, isn't it?
I don't know, actually, because Mother usually deals with that. What, you go to a farm to get your turkey?
Yeah, do you not do that, Al?
I would presume, like, Tesco.
I don't eat meat, Des.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, I have done every other.
This is like 2 weeks ago.
Again, you know, I'm not doing that bit of the process.
So Des Martin went to the farm to collect the turkey to hand to Belinda and then fucked her.
And somehow got straw stuck in his arse. So was he like running around the barn, like trying to grab the turkey?
Yeah, I think they do it for you. I think it's like, yeah. I don't need to
just collect
home.
It in a box. Yeah, it's not like you have to kill it yourself. Whichever one you can chase and capture, you get to get home. So he had bits of straw in his ass crack and was ploughing her with all the sexual trimmings of Christmas.
Lovely.
His big old cock was ready to spew. E-I-E-I-O.
Rocky's given up, hasn't he?
He backed out of her, flipped Belinda over, and came a long dribble of silver tinsel all over her tummy.
Oh, lovely. Really silver festive. Tinsel. Really nice.
But all Belinda could think of was Spoons' speech pattern. Every time a bell end comes, an angel gets their wings.
Of course.
I thought you'd forgotten about that.
Lying flat on her back, Belinda gazed to the heavens. Attaboy, Spoons.
Oh, God.
I'm getting weirdly emotional. What a beautiful ending.
Belinda blinked.
Is that the end?
And that's the end of It's a Blinkin' Life.
We've had blue cum, we've had silver cum.
What beautiful character arcs. Like, Belinda learned to appreciate her life again. James Spooner got his wings.
Yeah.
Des Martin came. I don't know. What a beautiful, fully rounded,
Christmas
insane
tale.
Christmas tale.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always the first to stand in line to slam anything that Rocky's done, but really, I mean, although he copied something that already existed and
it
so
was a template, wasn't
can
it?
Be given
absolutely.
No credit, I think really, really... quite brilliant.
Yeah, good job, Dad. Well done.
Good job, Rocky. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Rocky. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone. Cheers.
Can't reach you. Oh, 2 meters and all that.
I can't reach you. We're too socially distant.
And you thought that was the last of us for this year, but we have an extra special bonus up our sleeve.
Yes, there'll be a little certain thing in your Christmas stocking on Christmas Day.
A collaboration which was just born to happen, really.
Yeah, it does feel like a really good fit.
My Dad Wrote a Porno welcomes Joan and Jerrica to the footnotes.
The world's greatest agony aunts.
We've got problems, you've got problems, and they are the only women equipped to deal with them.
Oh, Rocky's got many problems, so hopefully he can learn something from them. Really excited. So, a treat for Christmas Day. My Dad Wrote a Porno meets Joan and Jerrica.
Lovely.
Cannot wait.
And the one thing you've all been waiting for, the reason you've listened this long, let's face it, you want to know when book 6 is coming. Well, we have an answer, don't we?
We do. New year, new porn. We will be opening Belinda Blinked 6 on Monday the 24th of May. Woo! 2021. Let's be having you.
Hashtag porno day shall return.
What will happen to Belinda? She's in that random hot air balloon with Bish. There's the tattoos of the three B's. Will any of these questions get answered? Probably not.
Thanks for that recap, because I'd already forgotten all that.
Honestly, I was like, that sounds new to me. I'm going to go listen again.
Thanks so much, as always, for listening. It's been so nice to be back.
It really has.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. And see you on Christmas Day for a little festive filth.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.